Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Eyal Carmel. I'm managing the group that's developing Power BI Embedded, or all the offering of Power BI for developers, so it's including also custom visuals. And with me is Ran, he's an engineer in the group, developed some of what you'll see today and more. And Jeff, which is one of our happy customers, right? Hopefully so. And you'll introduce yourself later on when you come up. So just to start off, is how many of you are using Power BI? No? Oh, great. So I don't have to tell you what Power BI is. And how many are using Power BI Embedded? A bit less? Okay. So we'll start off by, for those who don't use Power BI Embedded, and I'll try to make it fast so we'll get to the interesting stuff, to talk about what's Power BI Embedded. Ran will show a demo so you'll see what I'm talking about, not just hear me talking about it. And then we'll go more a bit about embedded analytics, what it is, why Power BI Embedded in embedded analytics. Jeff will show you an example of how he's using Power BI Embedded and tell you why he's using Power BI Embedded. And then we'll talk more about what's new there, and again, show a demo of the tools and how to use it and so on. And Ran just told me to remind you, everybody, that there is a lab on Power BI Embedded at 2:45. So if you want if you do want hands-on lab, you can join us at 2:45 for the lab. So if you know Power BI, that's like on the left part of the screen. What Power BI does is cloud, on-prem, takes data, bring the insights into the data, hopefully quickly, with nice reports. You can use natural language, custom visualizations, and so on. What we do is the Power BI Embedded is actually bringing to your app. So you'll have all this, but inside an app, in context, where your users are and not the Power BI users are. Now, in order to do it, you start with, of course, creating the reports. So you do need to create your report in order to actually use them. You have to provision the service. Now, Power BI Embedded, we'll talk about it a bit in the later on, is a service in Azure, like any other resource in Azure. So you have to provision it. And then you can actually go and grab this and embed it in your application. Now, in order to actually see what it is, and not just me talking, we'll switch to Ran, and he'll show you a short demo of an application that we actually wrote using different features of Power BI Embedded. And go ahead.
Okay, everybody can hear me? No?
Yes.
Now? Good. So we're going to just walk through a simple demo. If you want a more in-depth explanation about this demo or what it shows, you're welcome to come to our booth at the expo. The first thing we see is a sign-in menu. It's not the regular AAD sign-in that we know, which gives you the notion that you control the users, you control how you want to authenticate them. And we're just going to walk through Kim's flow. Kim is a warehouse manager. This is a warehouse management app. And let's see if we can get better zoom. All right. So what we see here is that Kim has real-time data running over a custom visual in Power BI showing her the exact real-time location of each of her robots that operate her warehouse. She sees some KPIs, and she actually can drill through them and look at them and analyze them on the go, and of course, analyze some errors, as we see here, that we have some zone that misbehaves, so we can drill through and drill down into that. Everything looks like just a branded warehouse app. If you come from the outside, you don't actually know that it's Power BI behind the scenes, because we've branded everything, and it shows with the color scheme and brand and logo and whatever actions we want to support. So you don't actually see that it's Power BI running in the background. But Power BI operates every visual here, the data, pipeline, and everything around it. Of course, I can integrate with everything in the web app and go back and forth from Power BI contacts and the app itself. And we'll see right about the end of this presentation how you can actually do that in your own app. But again, I can go through the same flow and embed other stuff. This is just a console log that goes around from anywhere else in the app. And again, this is Power BI right here on the right-hand side and down, and everything else is coming from other places in the app. You can't really tell what's Power BI and what's not. It's just embedded inside your app. Back to you.
So now that you know what we're trying to achieve with Power BI, a few comments about the demo. One part of what you saw there are custom visuals. So actually, you can develop whatever visual you want in Power BI. The visual platform is also an open platform. There is a community, and if you go to AppSource, there are 150 visuals the community contributed to AppSource, and you can download whatever visual you want from there. So you're not bounded just for the visuals that's coming out of the box that we're developing. And of course, you can develop your own visual if needed, like part of what you saw here in the warehouse. It's just visuals that we developed for this demo. And one more thing is the interaction between the application and the visual. So you can interact between both. So you can pass information from the visual. You can get events from the visuals to the application and the other way around. You can set the size of the visual, the place of the visual. You can set the filters on the visual. So there's a lot you can do from the application on the actual visualization part or the analytical part of it, and the other way around, get information from the analytical part to the information, to the application, sorry. So a bit about what we're trying to achieve with embedded analytics, and of course, Power BI Embedded is part of it. And that's like Power BI as a whole. You want to take, and we know that organizations do invest in intelligent systems more and more. We get more and more data. Everything now is actually producing data. I just gave a session 2 days ago describing of how the world changes from having just transactional data coming, for example, from CRM. It's usually data that people actually put into the system, to a place in which the data just flows from everywhere. If you, in the past, you just sent out a product, a box product, you put it in the market, and then that's it. You never heard from it before afterwards. Now all the products are calling home, right? They're sending information, there's IoT. So you collect data on everything. So data is there. The question now is how you can do something with the data, but not just see it, but do it in context and get your users to do it in context of the application and not just in separate places. So again, the apps plays a crucial role in the business process, and that's where you want also your analytics to show up, because the insights should be part of the app. Your users are using the apps on a regular basis, and it's not just business users, it's also the consumer market today. Everybody's using app. You can think about yourself probably using more than one app, more than one time a day. And the question is, do you get your information at the right time, at the right place, when you do need it? Now, what we learn from research is that if you go today, and that's very surprising, only 22% of the employees do get it, do use analytical insights in order to drive their decisions. Now, I just talked with Jeff before. He told me that in his vertical, it's even less. It's more like 1%, which is like more surprising. And this is like the number that we're trying to change with embedded analytics. Now, why embedded analytics? So for you, for your business, first of all, achieve a faster time to market, minimize the development effort, For the developers, do get your developer to spend time on your core expertise, on your core business logic. You don't need to spend time on spinning up the analytical background of building the visualization, building the data pipeline. All is this done by Power BI, and then you can use this in your applications and get your developers to actually work on the core business logic that you're actually producing. You can think about it, and since embedded analytics is a bit of a, let's say, new notion to some of the developers, you can think about it as SQL, okay? When you do need a database in order to drive your application, you're not actually going and developing a database, right? You're using SQL or other databases that are out there in the market. Same here. You don't need to develop this. Spend your time on developing the stuff that really changes your business. And the second thing here is rapidly meet the customer report demands. Again, without developments, with Power BI embedded, you can also enable your customers to customize the reports, so you can go from a place in which you give out-of-the-box analytics, out-of-the-box reports, to a place in which you actually can get them to edit this report and save their own copy of it. So you also lower the cost of customization or even enable customization in a place it wasn't enabled before. I'll move for the customers. So again, it's going back to what I said before, is generate the insight in an easy way and where they actually need it, okay? So they can make informed, quick decision in context, in the application, and that's like the huge value you can bring to your customers. So you'll tell me, okay, that's fine, but I can do it. Well, we're all developers, right? We can develop it ourselves. Why we should use the platform or the Power BI in this case? So that goes back to what I'm just described before is, okay, if you can do it, okay? Again, we developed it. Everybody can develop everything. The question is where you spend your time and money. We spend our time and money developing this platform. We'll always be spending or investing, let's say, more time and more money than you will ever be able to invest in this platform, and will bring you more capabilities faster than ever you will be able. So even if you start off and say, okay, this is not really fitting whatever I need to do today, and and we're also developers, so we know that we want to develop everything ourselves. It's challenging, it's fun, great. But we always have more capabilities coming out in a faster rate than you will ever be able to do. So of course you can build it, and we do think it's better to it if you do want to have it in your application to better use the platform as something to. So why Power BI embedded, not any other embedded analytics platform there. First, it's built on the Power BI. So Power BI is the platform. What we actually did is the Power BI service is the platform for Power BI embedded, and we took this and exposed it as PaaS, as a platform as a service to you to enjoy it in your applications. So you have, and we'll see some of the tools later in the demo, SDKs, you have APIs library. We do, in this context, look at you as developers that are our customers, okay? So we do try to build tools to help you use the platform as easily as possible, and we show in the demo one of these tools. The visualization we talked about, custom visual libraries, again, you can develop whatever visual that you want. I mean, it's something that's like fully open. We have, if you go back, we have a booth also in the expo. We can show you Boeing, for example. They developed a visual of their engine, and they're actually tracking the engine issues on the visual itself, so they can show on the visual of the engine where the issues are. We have other companies that actually develop a visual of the buildings that they are managing. Okay, so they're actually managing the building based on the visuals that they build or they did of their building that they're managing. So it's fully like for you. You can do whatever visual you want, and data sources. So we have a lot of data sources out of the box connected to Power BI. You don't have to develop a lot of the connectors. Of course, if you have customized connectors, you can develop your own customized connectors. And that's the highlight, is it provides real-time and in-context analytics to your customers. So instead of us just telling you how wonderful it is, we brought Jeff here. He's one of the customers, I think one of the first even customers that implemented and did wonderful things with Power BI Embedded. And he'll tell you, he'll show you a bit what he did, and tell you a bit how he did it and why he did it. So.
Absolutely.
You need this?
I think I'm on.
You're on. Okay.
I'll grab the clicker for me.
Here you go.
Thank you. So thanks. Yeah, and thanks, everybody. So we are using, so the company, we are Nine Dynamics, and we're using Azure and Power BI Embedded for the fintech space. And we're really excited. We're bringing two new product categories to the fintech ecosystem. And I think the best way to think about us is we're analysis as a service. So as was just spoken about there, we can focus on the analytics and creating the analytics behind the scenes. And Power BI gives us that great interface that all of our the people that we've been in front of and users really love the interface here with Power BI. So we have two products. One is our streaming intelligence, and this is our data science-based application or AI-driven application for investment analysis. And then we also have our Digital Workspace Pro, which is your traditional equity analysis on steroids or supercharged, and that's what Power BI and the entire Azure category ecosystem allows us to do. We're going further, and what Azure and Power BI lets us to do is we have a vision of decentralizing this analysis to make it accessible to the average retail investor. And just curious, show of hands, has anybody invested in equities themselves or cryptocurrencies in the audience? Okay, great. So just like myself, you know, I was a professional, and I'm sure you guys would probably agree, and girls would agree, that it's almost like stepping into the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime, is you don't really stand much of a chance. And the investing world has changed dramatically with the addition of algorithms and PhDs and mathematics taking over Wall Street. So I have a background in equity research, publishing analyst for the National Bank of Canada, giving investment advice to institutional investors. Worked on the buy side as well at a boutique investment firm. Very active personal trader and investor, so I've got over 15 years of direct experience. And as a pro, I'm imagining just like a lot of you investors too, is that we were right just as much as we were wrong, and that was a big problem. So rapid change in technology and disruptive technology was making things much worse, and this was becoming very concerning for me as an investment professional. So what I did is I chose a new path in 2016 when Power BI was first introduced, and I'll show you a great case study of how that hidden information in the market, when you can extract it in data science and present it in this type of a format, can help you dramatically. So 2.5 years of transitioning from the finance world, and I learned a new term today on the floor in a tech conference, is I'm now a citizen full stack developer. So dangerous enough to create applications like you're going to see here today. So 99% of this I created myself, thanks to Microsoft, Azure, and Power BI. And really what I was looking for when I set out on this long journey of transition was, you know, I needed to conduct data science on scale. So we do the entire North American stock market. We do all major cryptocurrencies. And for our potential customers, it needed to be enterprise grade. It needed to be scalable applications for global markets as we go direct to retail, so B2C. And for me, why Power BI Embedded Analytics compared to the competitors? And I have a really cool example of one of the competitors of what happened when Power BI announced a certain feature that was added in 2016, but you know, just very powerful. I use it for development, not only understanding what I'm creating, making changes, it was approachable for me. And that was the key differentiating factor, is the underlying languages and the interface was something that I could attack and really add a lot of value to. And most importantly, like our vision is we're continuous R&D focused. We want to make our products better. We want to make our users better. And that's the same thing that's happening in Azure and Power BI is every month, new features, new things are happening. So we're very excited. I think we're, you know, our great partnership here. And more than charts, as I mentioned, this is a living, immersive data ecosystem. And as I found, you know, coming from being an Excel Power user, you know, decent at Access, and I hacked around in SQL Server a little bit, but for me, it was a complete change of mindset of how to develop analytics in this new environment and what is now possible. So, you know, the feedback that we're getting from, you know, major institutions like Morningstar, financial institutions, major banks is this product will blow your hair back. So congratulations to Power BI and allowing us to get in front of these customers and really, really present something that is highly desirable. And this helped along the way, too, as I was trying to figure out which platform to use. Gartner Magic Quadrant, definitely top tier. So that's pretty much everything that we've got in our application. I think, you know, we're a great example of self-service cloud computing. One person creating multiple applications, embedding in different ways, and, you know, even using the Azure Stream Analytics. And if you guys or girls haven't used that, that's pretty fascinating technology where you can move data in stream. And even going down, I'm the Office 365 admin, so I configure emails and make sure everything is functioning. So 9 Dynamics, you know, data people, 9 is the highest integer. It's a number of change. So I think the best way to think about us is we're Change Dynamics. And in our logo, we love Power BI so much that's actually a bar chart. So we've got it ingrained within our company is change and analytics. So this is kind of the problem and the solution all in one here is markets are complex, volatile, and full of hidden information. And this is Tableau. And I was doing a demonstration of Tableau back in 2016. And I was on this webinar. So what was happening was our intelligence, our AI engine, will help you determine favorable periods of ownership. So it was designed to avoid catastrophic losses, exactly what we're seeing here when Microsoft announced Publish to Web. So the professional analyst, back where you see the happy face, were expecting Tableau stock to go up. We were reading the market, and that was relaying information that certain things were happening that you would consider not owning the security. And on February 12th, Power BI webinar announced Publish to Web, and that caused the stock to fall from $80 down to $37, and that's the little pukey emoji. And this was never press released. This wasn't something that was made available, and this is kind of what's happening with disruptive technology and the challenge that you face as an investor is that it's almost impossible to process all the information out there. So that's what we do on scale. And we also, we did a demonstration to a fund in London 2 weeks ago, of which they were responsible for owning securities in this space. Even before 2 weeks ago, they didn't understand that Power BI published to web caused them to lose a significant amount of money in their portfolio as they were holding that stock. So this is kind of what we're doing. And on the bottom there, we're using SQL Server, we're using R in database, analysis services tabular, and a live connect to Power BI embedded. And then we also do this for cryptocurrencies. We won't get into too many details here, but we have two codes that are easy to follow. The intelligence code is green below the price chart, and the zone basically gets you in early, helps you trim at the top and get out early. It's a market timing tool. And as you see, bought Ethereum at 411, sold it when it got overheated at the 8 zone there at 431, and then the last call was at 423 to get out, and then you see the stock fell after that. So definitely don't own a stock in the gray, and as a data science tool, dramatic impact on the people that are using this platform to help them invest better. And this is our Workspace Pro. From my perspective, you know, what I love about it, it's a flexible environment. It allows you to add and drop securities, change your measures, change the data points that you want to look at, all the critical stuff that you need to look at. And then for our user base, I think the biggest thing for them is it's compact, it's mobile, it's touchscreen interface, so they can do a security analysis at the airports. They can get in front of their clients and do a security analysis. It's really transformative for the people that have used it. Is the visualizations and the layout allow people to retain that information a lot better than, you know, using Excel. Most of the communication in the space is done through PDFs or emails and phone calls. So definitely having this as your go-to toolkit that's updated daily is a huge benefit. And this is Andrew. So Andrew is one of our prime examples of what happens when you're able to use this technology. He wasn't a pro, but he's outperforming them now. And kind of funny, as we were demoing the products too, is we were highlighting Boeing as an undervalued security that was positive. And as we were giving demonstrations, he was buying the stock. I had no idea he was buying the stock. He's a director of the company. And then he told me, and I was like, okay, well, so my old school mentality is, well, okay, isn't it overvalued? And he's like, well, I'm just gonna keep holding it because it's green. So he did, and he made 30% in under 3 months, and it turned gray and he sold it. So he's also doing the same with Ethereum and a whole bunch of other sectors and stocks that he really knows nothing about. So hasn't read a single financial statement, but that's what he's able to do. Oops, sorry. Yeah, so I'll switch over to give a quick demo. So this is our application, and we're using 100% Microsoft. So everything in here is Azure based, and Power BI is our only presentation layer, or the only interface that our customers have. So what we really like about it too is that you can condense and present a whole bunch of information on one page, and the user doesn't even need to interact with it in a streaming interface here. So I'm just going to pop up a couple things here. So this is one of our brands that we're taking direct to retail. This is Coin Bandits, and that's Bandit. And Bandit is the hyper-intelligent, AI-driven assistant that helps you make better investment decisions. So we've designed him, we've trained him, and he's now smarter than us. So the really cool thing about what's happening now in all this cloud computing world is that you can do this. And what we're presenting here is Bandit will relay information. He's going out and he is finding hidden information in the market and relaying that to you in basically two codes. And we're making it a little bit fun too, is he's not telling you to buy or sell, but he's relaying his secret codes for you to decipher. And one is the intelligence code, which is a green saturation below the price chart, and the other one is a zone code. Bottom line, when Bandit says anything is gray, don't own it, because you're gonna lose money, and it's almost guaranteed. You can't get much better than what Bandit is doing. And he also tells you when you hit a zone 8 there again, it's a good time to consider trimming or selling. And Bandit is always working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The crypto markets never close, unlike stock markets. So if you see the results from Bandit, if you were to just buy and hold Bitcoin for this time period, you're up 842%. If you listen to Bandit's advice and his codes, you're up 4,500% over the same time period. And if you didn't listen to Bandit and you didn't like what he had to say and you went against him, you would have been down 80% compounding over that 1 year period. And we do the same for all coins and by the minute. So Bandit right now is saying that Bitcoin is favorable, but be a little bit cautious here temporarily. And we can do this for Ethereum and all other cryptocurrencies. And we're making this available pretty low price for customers to have access to it, very easy to understand. And this is what Andrew did, was he bought Ethereum as Bandit told him that it was worth taking a look at up here on the daily chart, from just under $400, and he is still holding it. It's at $745, so he's up over 80% in a pretty short time period here. So I think using Power BI embedded to be able to stream this level of intelligence through this interface is something that I wouldn't have been able to construct on my own in any other platform. It'd be impossible. So we also have, and I won't go through the functionality of the other products in depth, but we're embedding dashboards, we're embedding tiles directly into our application, and we're embedding reports directly into our application. And this is all just through the APIs. So super simple to develop, well, not super simple to develop your app, your intelligence, but your workspaces are really easy to surface in your applications through simple IDs, and you can organize them and a lot of different ways depending on your customers. Like what we're finding for our customers is they'll give us feedback. For instance, this Digital Workspace Pro for the S&P 500 or your window into the major market in the world. If it's too complicated, we can quickly go take pieces that they like, whether it's one chart. People seem to really love this sunburst chart, so we're going to keep that in and we move it into other places. But the ability to add and really configure and listen to our end users, move things into places that they want to see, and really, you know, just quickly be able to listen to their advice, make changes so we keep them as happy customers. And so that's pretty much how we're using the whole entire Azure stack and Power BI for fintech.
So one question I'd like to ask before, and you'll have a chance later to ask any more questions, is let's say that you didn't use Power BI Embedded.
Yes.
You didn't have it, you didn't use it, so where your company will be now? I mean,
we would be, because Andrew is actually, he's an enterprise technology delivery expert at major corporations. He's put a price tag on this. If we were to put together a development team of over $10 million to be able to make something like this work, and we've done this, you know, thanks to BizSpark and Power BI and everything that we're able to do now as a small team, we've done this on a shoestring budget. So, you know, we're excited to see not just fintech applications, but other applications that can get developed by, you know, cutting that cost down dramatically and just the speed of development too, to be able to move things around, change the colors, and do all that type of stuff it would have been impossible for us as a small team.
Yeah, so again, let's just ask this question, ask Andrew, Jeff.
Yeah.
This question yesterday, and it was like shocking for me, the sizing of what you said about how much it will take in order to actually develop it yourself and how much you did enjoy using Power BI Embedded, and it saves you, like, and that's like, if you followed my previous talk, is that that's exactly what we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And I think that, I mean, not only from the cost savings, but to be able to develop the intelligence is Power BI, you can surface your R results, you can interact with them on, like, you know, the standalone R Studio. So as far as even development was concerned of Bandit's intelligence, Power BI played a major role. But for embedding too, yeah, just the end-to-end would have been impossible without it. So okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. And we'll get you back for Q&A later.
Great, thank you.
So I'll tell you a bit about what's new in Power BI Embedded. So I don't know where and you actually started using Power BI Embedded for those that are actually using it. And then Ran will show you a bit more about the tools and how to use the tools. So if I'm going back to build last year, okay, that was around between when we had the Workspace Collection, what's called. Again, those of you that are a veteran of Power BI Embedded do know what it is. And by the way, Megan told me it's to say to everyone that's like going away in July 1st. So if you're still using the Workspace Collections, please do migrate to the new solution, to the ASQs in Azure. We did introduce the converged API service back in June, so that was a bit after build last year. And then added the Azure ASQs, which is, again, a resource in Azure. Power BI Embedded is a new resource in Azure, which is available since October. Just what we added in this last year is, that's where we were last year. We had two data connections for Power BI Embedded, not Power BI, but Power BI Embedded. Today, we're supporting all the Power BI data connections. So we have there more than 70 connectors today. APIs, the gray ones are the ones that we had a year ago, and this is, we have more than this. We just didn't have a place on the slide to put all the APIs here. So there are much more APIs, much more capabilities. We invested heavily in the last year in the connecting the application to the, what I described before, connecting the application to the analytical part, so you'll be able to control what's shown, and you'll be able to get events out of the analytical part to be able to do take action in the application, and added the customization, or customers probably embedded the features. One of them is the surface I mentioned before also, but even you can customize the menu. So if you know Power BI, when you go to Power BI, you right-click on the visual, you get the menu, right, of what you can do there. You can, from the application, actually customize the menu. You can add your own actions to this right-click menu and actually trigger something in the application. So, and we're adding more and more of these capabilities for actually the application to be fully control what the analytical part is doing. And this is more or less what's new in the last year in very, very high level. Some examples, and then we'll go into the demo and leave you time for Q&A. That's all. The visual is not the one that I wanted to have there. So. It is in a resource in Azure, again, since October, and it's also an error there. It's Power BI Embedded is not the one that's marked there, it's the one above it. We added also in Azure, you have a monitors today, so you can monitor the resource. This is an example of the query duration that's going back to the backend to get the data in order to actually do the analysis, the analytical part. And what you see here where it says scale up is actually I scaled up from the A1 SKU, I think it was, to A2 SKU, and then you can see the effect here of how the performance is of the query duration. Of course, the query duration also affects the performance of the visuals, because the longer the query, the longer it will take to render the visual. So that's an example of what you can do with it in Azure. What was added to Azure lately was the ability to set alarms on it. So you can set a threshold, you can set an alarm, you can shoot an alarm, and then you can do, using the ARM APIs, you can do a scale up, scale down of the capacities that you're using based on these alarms. Another example is visual embedding and the custom layout. You can actually now take a report. You can you don't have to embed the whole report. You can just select a certain visual, a number of visuals from this report, select where to embed it. So there's a lot of the size of what's being embedded. So there's a lot of controls that we added for the application to control how this visual is showing up in the application. Bookmarks. So for those of you who do follow Power BI, bookmarks was a new capability introduced a few months ago in Power BI. It's the ability to actually, let's say, build a story in Power BI. Of course, a data story. So you can have bookmarks, and then you can play the bookmarks for your end user, for the end users. Again, in Power BI, what we added in Power BI Embedded is the ability to use this capability and set bookmarks. From the application, if the bookmarks were set before, get the list of them, use them in the application. One of our customers is actually planning to use it in order to use embedded analytics in their chat room. So you can they say you can bookmark it and put it there, and the others can actually go and see exactly what you bookmark. So the bookmark is saving also the filters and the state of what you actually seeing on screen, not just the report or the visual as it was prepared in advance, but if you filtered it, for example, it will keep the filter state and then play. Once you render it again, it will render with this state. So we added a few APIs in order to control it from the application, to be able to set it, to be able to use it, so on and so forth. I think that's the last example, and then we'll go to the demo, is the mobile support. You can choose the layout, again, from the application of what will show. There is the layout that you know, which is a desktop layout. And what we added is a layout which is a mobile layout, in which if you used it before in mobile and you embedded the report, you just see the old report in mobile, which is not very useful because everything gets very small. Here you'll see it in a different layout, which is a layout like on the left here, on the right and the left, that it's much more usable in the mobile. And then also there are some gestures that you can use on the analytical part, mobile gestures you can use on the analytical part in order to control it. So Naran will show you one of the tools that we developed in order for you to be able to work with it better and also to understand what's available. And in this tool, we also each new feature that we are adding showing up in this tool, so you can if you follow this, and that's on GitHub, we'll have the link later, you can follow it and also learn about the new features that we're adding. They're all marked there in the tool.
All right. So like Eyal said, if you were to take one key message from our presentation, is go to this site, aka MSPPI.js, which is Power BI JavaScript, and it rhymes for some reason. This is what we call the playground, okay? Here you can explore anything that we offer from Power BI Embedded, every entity, every capability, and every new feature that comes up is tagged with this new tag, so you can actually go here periodically, and about every month something comes up and shows up here, so you can go ahead. Of course, we're gonna drill through some of the stuff. I'm gonna show you Q&A, which is pretty cool to show people. Basically, you can get the Q&A experience here in Power BI straight into your application, embedded inside a bot experience or whatever NLP interface you want to do. Of course, I can play around with the query itself and have it show in different ways. Now, I can drill through the sample report, and I just want to take a second and show you what we're looking at. Here we can see different possibilities in the top left corner. I'm going to go through them quick later. But the main thing is that instead of just looking at stuff, you can actually see the code that runs it. And even better, you can copy the code. And if I were to go into Visual Studio Code, into one of my web pages, then I could just paste whatever code there is and switch it with this one, for instance, and just get whatever I just saw in the playground itself, which is a cool thing to go in and just, you know, play around. It's a playground. You can play around and get the code from it and embed it into your application as easy as that. So one of the capabilities we've given you is just a basic standard report. You can view it, edit, which I'll show later, and just explore the data. But then we offer various interactions you can see. And again, anything that pops up, like I'll just mention bookmarks. Bookmarks just came out a few weeks ago. You can actually see anything that we've just added inside that new tab. Let me show you just a cool feature. We offer you, like Eyal said, context menu extensions. If I were to look here, we have like four options, basic native Power BI interactions. What I can do is take this code snippet, which just adds a new command, which for the sake of this demo, we'll call it extend custom context menu and just run this code. And now if I were to see here again, if you see here, right, I'll scroll down. I've just added this command. Now the way it works is the JavaScript API offers you some bridge between the iframe barrier that you get with Power BI embedded. Because it's embedded inside an iframe, you get that bridge to communicate back and forth with that object. So now I've just added this, but the way I interact with it is if I were to go down here with the code, I've just added a handler that pretty much gets the data that I've just selected here in that context menu. And once I click it, let me just scroll up here, I can actually see what was clicked, what was the data involved. And of course, if you have a little imagination, you can get this data and interact it with anything inside your app, open an email request or some support ticket or whatever you want. It's your app. You can do whatever you want with it. Some other features we have, just to go around it, we offer in-place editing, what we call self-service editing. You can actually edit the report inside your application, offer it to your customers, a way to just customize. Let me switch this to a column chart and, I don't know, add a new visual right here. And in place, I can just do this, explore the data more. Of course, I'm not too, it's not a cool visualization, obviously. It's just a demo, but you get the point. You can actually save it, create a new copy for your customers, and give them that self-service experience, which they don't have to go to Power BI or own a Power BI license to go and edit those reports. In terms of interaction, like I said, we offer different events. The big one that people seem to love is that data selected one, which basically just gives me whatever data was just clicked. So Power BI offers that cross-filtering experience, but then you can embed that inside your app and have that app interact with that data as well. So it doesn't just happen inside the iframe, it happens inside your whole app. And some of the features we've added is being able to even get the data that is showing and get that into some other action you want in your application in the form of export the visual data itself. So you actually just choose a visual and click that code right here, which just picks the visual and export the data in a CSV format, which is basically just a string you can get and print it. So I'll just clear here the log. And I can see that, for instance, visual 3, just this is the data that shows up. So you actually can give them your customers other experiences in terms of interacting with that data. You're not limited to what Power BI gives you in context right here. As I said, if you have to go anywhere for Power BI embedded, just go here, AKAMS, PBIJS. I know it rhymes. We didn't think of it before that. But you can see everything we do. And of course, play around with every capability here. And of course, if something doesn't work, you can just go ahead and read the documentation. It's embedded right here. We have videos that come up every once in a while. We have the wiki itself. And of course, every documentation is tracked here. And of course, you can look up Power BI in Azure too and see that documentation. But again, if you have to go to just one place, that's the place for you. Back to you.
So again, part of beyond the tool and how to use the tool and how to get the code and so on and so forth, what Rancho Audio is what we're trying to achieve is get the application part and the analytical part interacting with each other. So it's not just separate experiences. It is one, from your point of view, from our point of view, should be one experience. And you can interact between the parts. You can set things in the analytical part from Power BI. You can get information. You can get events. And we're adding more and more capabilities to actually enable it. Now, a bit about what's coming ahead and just the highlights, and then we'll go to Q&A and let you ask questions. App token authentication, so for those of you using Power BI today, you know that you need to have a master user in order to use it, a Power BI master user, we call it. We're going to change it and be able to use it as an app token through AAD. Azure diagnostics, so we're adding more and more capabilities in order for you in Azure to know exactly what's going on in your capacity and the way you use it, and be able to better manage it. Multi-geo support, so today Power BI and, of course, Power BI Embedded, once you set it up, it's one geo. And if you want to spread it around the world, you need the multi-geo support, and that's what we are adding for the multi-geo. Themes, APIs, then in Power BI you can build themes, you can create themes, and we want to enable the app to control the themes. So if you have different tenants of your application, you can change the theme for each tenant from the API based on the login information or whatever information you have in your app on this specific tenant. Developer portal and setup, so we have a new tool for setting up an experience. So if you want to get started with Power BI Embedded and set an environment of Power BI and start using it and embed Power BI, so we're going with a new tool that will enable you to do it quickly, to go from nothing to a working application in just a few minutes. And we do have a booth in the expo. If you come and visit us, we can show you the tool also. And it will be live public in about, I think, next week, right? Next week. And we do adding also a new developer portal in which you can go there and get all the information in one place about Power BI Embedded, custom visuals, other APIs that you can use in Power BI for administration, control, and so on and so forth. So that's like a snapshot of what's coming in the next few months. Here you have, and I leave it on the board, and then we can go to Q&A. You can take pictures. I think the presentation will be also available later on. You have the different links to different places in which you can find more information. You have the JavaScript SDK playground. That's what Ryan showed you before. And all other information, kinds of links with information about Power BI Embedded. So that's more or less what we wanted to tell you today. And now if you have questions, also to Jeff, we'll be glad to answer. Sure, go ahead.
Where is my data sitting? Is it coming from my application database or from the Power BI cloud?
The data is sitting where you provisioning it to sit. So it can be from our application. At the end of the day, the Power BI needs to be connected to the data and show the data. You can set up the data in such a way that it is in your database and there's direct query to your whatever data base or whatever you use to keep the data, or you can actually build models in Power BI and then just do updates of the models, and then so it's all up to you. Same as Power BI, by the way.
Okay.
Same.
And can I embed in Excel?
Can what?
Can I embed these reports in Excel and Power? I mean, like PowerPoint.
Embed the reports in Excel and PowerPoint. So yeah. In Excel, no. What you can use in Excel, and this is something that we announced now in build, you will be able to use custom visuals in Excel. This is coming. So you will be able to use the rich library of visuals of Power BI in Excel. That's coming soon. What you can do in Excel is you can analyze in Excel. There is a feature in Power BI doing analyze in Excel, in which you can connect Excel to Power BI and then analyze it and do all this pivot tables and everything in Excel, but it's not embedding. For PowerPoint, we don't have an embedding. There are other tools that do embedding of Power BI in PowerPoint. It's not for Microsoft, but there are tools there that that enable it.
Can you say anything about support for Python? For Python to make visuals or
support for Python? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Is it on the roadmap?
It's not my group, so I don't really. Okay. And I don't think I saw any actual ETA for it, so I don't really know when it will be. It is on the backlog. We do support R. I don't know if you know it today. So R is supported, and we do plan to have Python, but I just don't know when.
Okay.
Hi. Are there any plans to support changes to row-level security? So right now, it's very difficult to say I want to restrict down to this particular thing without passing in, you know, those restrictions into, say, username. I know custom data is supported for stuff from Azure Analytics Services. Is there any plans to expand that to other sources as well?
To what?
Any other sources as well.
Ah, to other sources. Nothing immediate. If you do have specific needs or ask, then let us know. Sure. You can catch us later, and then we'll look into it. So
sure. Thank you.
Morning. I'm new to your stuff. So how much of it is available on-prem versus?
It's all on cloud.
All on cloud, so no on-premise version?
No. Power BI is cloud. It's all cloud. It's not just the embedded part.
Thank you very much.
Can you disable data export?
Can you disable data export?
Right, from your embedded?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Okay.
Well, you can. In Power BI, you can turn off that switch as a tenant admin, and then you can just not call the function from the JavaScript API to disable that from every direction.
All right.
You're doing it, right? You can't export the data there.
So, and a pretty easy way too is to move it into a dashboard format, and you can't export from the dashboard. So we have the flexibility, we want the flexibility to do both, is to be able to export it from the reports and leave that open, so if somebody wants to add it to their PowerPoint deck. And then for the dashboards, though, protecting that information for B2C is, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, and also on the reports, as Ron said, you can turn off, and in Power BI, you can just turn off this option, and then it won't be available also for the application.
All right, thank you.
So it appears like, as far as the CI/CD story, what we saw today was a lot of JavaScript front-end stuff would just flow through the normal pathways. What about the models on the back end? If I have several different stages where I'm going to production, a test, a stage, and a production, on the kind of the Power BI back end where all my models live and all the database connections, and they're changing between databases and all that, how do I, is there a good story for how that stuff gets promoted through that infrastructure?
So what we described here, and Ron, you can help me if I'm missing something. What we described here is, as you said, is more the front end, the
right.
JavaScript part. There are also REST APIs for the backend, for Power BI, and you can, let's say, clone a report, for example. Okay, so you can have a golden report. You can then clone it as you wish. You can set the data connection for the report, all through APIs.
Okay.
You can set different data, so you can point it to a different data connection. So if the golden report is, let's say, pointing to your sample data, and then once you create a new tenant, you want to clone this, have this in a new tenant and connect it to a different data source that's the real tenant's data source, the APIs are there in order to do it. We didn't go into it. If you go into the documentation and look at it, there's APIs in order to do this kind of.
Okay, so it would be an API, not like a slot switch or something like that, like we'd have with an app service where you could basically promote your underlying back-end code. That it's not that way.
No, it's right now it's APIs. Right now it's controlled through APIs.
Cool. Feature request.
Sure. No, we know about this request. We'll get there. But right now, it's not there yet.
Is the row-level security supported on a Power BI report server, which is kind of the on-prem version of the Power BI cloud, right?
So. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Not from, embedded right now. I don't think so. Don't know. Really. I think no, but.
Unless it requires separate session to explain, is there a clear short explanation what changed between Power BI previous Azure 2 years ago and now? It's like one API retired, another new API, but what's changed exactly, lower level?
From which? From the WorkSys collection version?
Yeah.
Okay. Where to start? Everything changed.
Yeah. Well, the basic thing is that you had to provision an Azure resource called a workspace collection and manage your own workspaces. And for some reasons, it was built to support just direct query and certain types of features. So we just chose to converge the Power BI embedded offering and Power BI SaaS offering so that you can get whatever Power BI offers in embedded too. So that's one of the reasons. And of course, being in Azure, you can scale up and out on an hourly basis, right? So that's easy for you. So there isn't real advantages to workspace collection. So and it's deprecated in about a month. So I wouldn't get started with that.
You can't actually, if you're not already working with workspace collection, you can't really get started. It's for the last year, you can set up new workspace collections unless you already used it. The difference is like it's like almost in every aspect of the offering. Workspace collection, you needed to manage it through APIs, the artifacts, the Power BI reports and so on. You need to upload them and manage them through APIs only. Today, you do everything in desktop and upload it to the service. You manage everything in the Power BI service. You don't have to manage it through APIs. Then you can connect your application from Azure, setting up the ACEs and then setting the capacity of whatever you built in Power BI, setting the capacity in order to use it in your application. The APIs are structured differently because of this, because before you had the structure of Workspace collection, it's a different structure than workspaces in Power BI. So the API, the JavaScript API and so on, are structured differently also. And you've got much more capabilities in the offering now than you had in the Workspace collection. A bit of what I showed before, like connectors, we had only two. Back then, we have more than 70 today. All the capabilities that Ran showed about the context menus, the RLS, and so on and so forth are all only in the new offering. They weren't there in the WorkSys collection. So the gap there is huge. No, that I know of. I don't know. Do you know? I don't think so. More questions? Okay, thank you very much.